Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Way of Peace. It's week 5 in The Way of Peace. Pastor Joshua spoke on confession in community on Sunday, and we're going to continue on with that theme. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the first half of The Way of Peace is more on the vertical relationship of us and God, silence and solitude, rest, contentment. It's about finding peace in our hearts, which Christ gives us. And as we continue, it's going to look outward a little more because God put us all in a context. He put us in a family, he put us in a community, in a city. And so we want to talk about some of these aspects of community and how we can be peacemakers. And it starts here, confession. Why do we say confession is such a key practice in the Christian faith? Because frankly, when I hear the word confession, I think maybe of a courtroom drama or something. This is like a heavy and sad or dark kind of thing.
Well, and I think that probably most of us do. I think when we think of confession, we think of confession of guilt and confession of sin. And that's appropriate as one facet of confession. But there's a beautiful positive side of confession. And I think that's what I want to start with here, because we will talk about confession of sin, but I want to start with confession and the part that it plays in regard to us being interdependent and us gathering around Christ and one with another. And I'll start with Hebrews verse 10, or chapter 10, verse 23 through 25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. And you see here, it says confession of hope. So we have this confession of hope. We have this statement of where our hope is coming from. And we also, when we gather together, we notice that we see it seated with, that we want to continue to come together and stimulate each other to love and good deeds. And we do that through confession. We remind each other who he is, and then we remind each other who we are.
So when we think of, say, Peter with Jesus, when he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter's response is, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so that was a confession of like ultimate reality, right? Like this is a deep truth. You are the Son of the living God. So that was a confession of faith, right? But Jesus then turns to Peter and says, "Yes, and you are Peter. You are the rock. And on the rock, I will build my house." That was sort of a confession back to him.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought that up too, that he's saying to Peter, on your confession of who I am as Christ, I will build my house. And so there's another premise for confession, that there's something about us declaring, who are we gathering around? Jesus Christ, the rock. And therefore, because he is, then we are something. We are interdependent. And we talked about this on Sunday, how we are called to be the body of Christ. He is the head and we're the body. We're completely interdependent, which means I need you to remind me who I am. And I get to remind you who you are. And without that, we diminish. We go back to this independent thinking. And rather than realizing, man, I need Jason in my life. I need so many others in my life. Because when you're here, I remember who I am.
So confession connects us back then to truth. It puts us in our proper context, that we are not loner Christians, right? We're not lone rangers in the faith. That we are a part of a bigger body. We are children, and God is our Father. Jesus redeemed us. And that confession is so important that we don't forget that is central to us.
And I would say too, yeah, so absolutely, that's the, you know, you pan out, that's the macro picture. That is unchanging. It's beautiful. It's John 17. It's what we're invited into, the glory of God. And then we get to color in with, who is Jason Haig? I mean, it's, yes, you are a teacher in this church, but you're also my friend. You're also a wise counselor in my life. I need you in my life. So there's that part too, where it's like, I'm reminding you that you're not just a cog in the Christian machine. You're a son. You're important. And we get to do that one with another. And that's part of reminding and stimulating each other towards good works. I mean, I think about my wife, Karen. She's amazing. And she does so many things behind the scenes. And when people remind her of those those little things that she does, whether it's remembering a birthday or delivering a meal, and they're like, you are Karen, you know, deliverer of encouragement. And she comes alive. She remembers that. So it's not just the big stuff. It's the little stuff. It's all of it. And we receive that, and we remember who we are and what we're building. So it is that interdependence. There's a validation that's happening.
Yeah, it's something that you can't do by yourself. I mean, you can remind yourself who you are, but you can't get things from the outside if there is no outside, right?
Come on.
So there's another side of confession, another aspect of it, and we hinted at it before, which is confession of sin. And this is where it can feel kind of heavy. Is this an optional thing for us? Why would we need to confess our sins to other people?
I think the first answer is because the scriptures actually tell us that is how we're forgiven. It doesn't say just confess your sin to God. In fact, in James chapter 5, it says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. This is a powerful command. And I believe it's in 1 John also where it says, confess your sins one to another and you will be forgiven. So it's confessing, yes, the Lord Himself, Jesus, made it possible that we can be forgiven. So he's paid the cost for our sin to be forgiven, and that's huge. But it's also saying that the rest of forgiveness is that we confess one to another. Well, why is that? The reason why we confess our sins one to another is because it's more than just being forgiven of the violation. There's also a restoration of relationship. This goes back to interdependence. I'm connected to you. You're connected to me. We're connected to the body of Christ. And when we sin, we tend to isolate. We've done it on our own. And what we actually need is the body of Christ to affirm us and restore the standard to us. Suddenly there's a witness where it's going, number one, I know what you did, and I affirm and confirm that Jesus Christ does forgive you. And also, I affirm that you are still needed, that you have not changed into whatever that sin was. You are not now your sin. Your sin is forgiven. And then I begin to remind you of who you are. So it breaks shame.
I think of how when we talked about lament and some of these things, what we're talking about is bringing the truth before the Lord, bringing the truth about what's on our hearts, et cetera. And I think we're called to do that same thing, the deep truths, the painful truths, even the truths of what we've done to other people, that we bring them to the light. So we don't just bring them to God, and we start there, but we have to continue into that. And I think one of the reasons there is we think of the great shame that can come with sin, especially sin that's kept in the dark. Great shame is done there, and that doesn't do any good whatsoever. Sin that's just, oh, I'm just going to keep this between me and God, probably that's going to get heavier because you're going to end up being condemned over and over again there by the enemy who tries to say this is your identity. So bringing this to light with another person, and not just any other person. It's not like you just run to the random, you know, the nearest person near you and confess your sin. But using wisdom, confessing to someone who loves you, who esteems you and can tell you the truth about yourself, that is so very important because you're gonna get crushed under that weight of individual guilt. But if there's somebody else with you, they can help you carry that and remind you of the truth of what Jesus has done for you.
And I like what you're saying there, too. It's not just anyone. It's those that we're in relationship with. I mean, again, it's back to that interdependence. I mean, you and I have come and been restored in areas where we've made a mistake, where we've done something and went, that was wrong. And I've come to you and said, Jason, man, I super blew it with Karen the other day. Here's what's going on. And, of course, I've had to repent to her, too. But nonetheless, there's that restoration because we have the relationship. We're counting on each other. And that's really what this is that confession of sin. And then it leads into the confession of Christ, him in us, and then who we are. So it's every time as we do this, we do end up reminding and encouraging one another. You know what? Thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for trusting me. I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to attest to you that you are forgiven, but also I'm going to remind you right now, this is who you are. So you end up doing both of these confessions at the same time.
Yeah, I just think of what Jesus promised. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about committing ourselves to truth of who God is and who we are, and ultimately taking who we are, even the most broken parts, and submitting them to the light, submitting them to God and to one another. This is his prescription, you guys. There is no Lone Ranger Christianity. We're supposed to do this with one another. So that's what we want to encourage you guys to practice. And you're going to go and do a conversation here with some questions for one another about this whole realm. But we want to encourage you as you continue to walk through life with community, with fellow travelers, to make this a part of your regular conversation, the regular practice, to be able to confess to one another.